I was watching a film called Julie and Julia. Have you seen this?
Is that a cooking film?
Yeah, well, it is a good film. It's quite a girly film. And I was watching it the other weekend. It's about a woman in New York who wrote a blog, one of the first blogs, I think, in like the early 2000s. And she wrote this blog about a TV chef off of the olden days, and the blog got really popular. Now, this woman, I'd never heard of before then, but she was the first real celebrity TV chef off of the olden days, I think kind of mid-60s. And her name is Julia Childs. And this film kind of brought her to my attention. I'd never heard of her before. Now, I think celebrity TV chefing has got a little bit complex of late.
Celebrity TV chefing.
It's got complicated. It's like, put your crushed whatever in there and put this in your pestle and mortar. Who's got one of them? And I like it when it's kind of simplified a little bit, because I can't cook. Listen to this one off of Heston Blumenthal.
So having smoked the fish in a squirrel cage, you'd be thrilled to know that to make the mash for the top of the fish pie, you'll need a thermometer.
Oh, right, OK, I'll just find a thermometer.
And a squirrel cage already?
Well, no, I'll find one.
You'll notice that the potatoes I've got here are cut into pieces of uniform thickness, so that they cook evenly. Then they're going into a pan of hot water, and I'm going to hold the temperature at 70 degrees for 30 minutes. This will swell and set the starch molecules, so when pureed, they won't burst and make the mash all gluey.
Sorry, like, you lost me right at the beginning of that, Heston. I've got no... What are you on about? I can't do that. And where am I going to get a squirrel cage from, like, last minute?
I wouldn't know where to get one from if I had 2 days.
I liked it when it was simple. And if you go back to this woman, Julia Childs, off the 60s, on TV in America, it was really, really simple, like this.
How about dinner in half a minute? How about a last-minute dinner party for 300 people? What about an omelette? Voila! The Omelette Show!
This is real, this is the actual Julia Childs.
Voice.
She's got a really good voice. This is her on the TV in the 60s making an omelette. See, that's what I want to see on my cooking shows.
I'm Julia Child. Here is the standard classic omelette.
See, I could follow this.
It's flat and it's French and it's very lovely and tender and soft, and it's just really like just lightly coagulated eggs.
Oh, I don't know about that. What's a coagulated egg?
Some sort of whisking manoeuvre, I'd imagine.
We're going to do all kinds of omelettes. Plain omelettes, cheese omelettes, omelette aux champignons, and so forth. And we're even going to have a dining room party with omelettes.
Oh, yes, Julia, that's what I'm talking about. Stick your squirrel cage. I'm going to have an omelette aux champignons.
Do you know what that is?
Mushrooms?
Yeah.
See, I'm going to look her up on YouTube tonight.
I like it that she's having a special dining room party just of omelettes.
Yeah.
Eggie Lee would have loved that.
Back in Australia. So it's not an S on the end, it's Julia Child. Look her up. Listen to this one. Nice and simple.
I'm Julia Child. I've planned what I consider a really nifty dinner for four, an intimate one, which features steak Diane, and then with the steak, real mashed potatoes made out of actual potatoes.
Yes.
Which is a rare thing.
Real mashed potatoes made out of potatoes, which is rare.
Real mashed potatoes made out of actual potatoes, which is a rare thing.
And she used actual, which I like, even though it was the 60s.
Oh, is her TV shows on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm going to go and watch them.
She's brilliant.
Real mashed potatoes made out of actual potatoes, which is a rare thing.
You like this one?
And then for dessert, we're going to have my brand new super duper chocolate cake, whose name is, here it is, Le Gâteau Victoire au Chocolat Mousseline, or Chocolate Mousse Dessert Cake.
She's ace.
This is Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.